Late medieval St Andrews had many religious sites. One of these was Blackfriars, the Dominican friary on South Street where Madras School now stands. We're not sure exactly when the Dominicans first came to St Andrews. Have there references to a Dominican house in the city from the 1440s? By the early 16th century, the St Andrews Dominican house had become one of Scotland's leading friaries. In many ways, St Andrews was ideally suited to the Dominican order's aims of education and fighting heresy. The presence of a university enabled the friars both to improve their own education and to become involved in the teaching of other scholars. As the city was a port with international connections and, of course, had a university, St Andrews was also on the front line of the Catholic Church's struggle with heresy. And some of the earliest evidence for Protestantism in Scotland comes from St Andrews. In 1528, Scotland's first Protestant martyr, Patrick Hamilton, was burnt in front of St Sylvester's Quad. And Dominican friars from St Andrews played a key role in Patrick Hamilton's trial and in the trials of other Protestants burnt within the city. Dominican involvement in heresy trials made them hated by committed Scottish Protestants. And during the 1540s, a number of Scottish friaries suffered attacks, and it's thought that St Andrews Friary was attacked by Protestants during the 1540s. Nevertheless, the Dominicans still seem to have been prospering, and in 1549 they actually commenced a large extension to their friary. However, in June 1559, everything changed when the city of St Andrews officially converted from Catholicism to Protestantism. This was a disaster for the Dominicans. Their buildings were attacked and partially demolished. The friars were driven out and were driven out from their homes and pressured to convert to Protestantism. In the winter of 1559-1560, one of the St Andrews Dominicans, John Grierson, bitterly complained of their situation. He said they were facing great urgent necessity because they had been violently put forth of our place and the said place cast down and destroyed. So far as we can tell, the surviving members of the Dominican order remained in St Andrews during the 1560s, living in a fair degree of poverty. One of the last references to surviving members of the Dominican order in St Andrews is from the late 1560s, when two friars, Henry Mason and Thomas Liston, were in fact prosecuted by the St Andrews Borough Council for failing to pay their rents.